WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, overthinkers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to quieting that crazy chatter in your head. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, constantly chugging along on a track of what-ifs and maybes? You know that feeling when you spend hours agonizing over decisions, replaying conversations, or worrying about things that might never even happen? Well, guess what? We're all in this together. Today we're diving headfirst into the art of stopping overthinking and finally starting to live. Not just exist, but truly thrive. Because let's face it, life is too short to be stuck in a perpetual loop of mental gymnastics. It's time to reclaim your mind, ditch the endless rumination, and make space for joy, peace, and, dare I say, even a little bit of spontaneity. Here are five golden nuggets to help you break free from the overthinking trap. First up, awareness is key. You gotta know what's going on in that mental jungle before you can start taming it. Pay attention to those thought patterns. When do they creep in? What triggers them? Are you replaying a conversation that ended 5 minutes ago? Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards breaking their hold. It's like identifying a spider web. Once you see it, you can figure out how to navigate around it or even dismantle it altogether. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. They're often just sneaky little gremlins whispering doubts and fears in your ear. Instead of believing every word they say, ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support this thought? What would I tell a friend who was thinking this way? Remember, you're the boss of your own mind. Don't let those negative voices dictate your reality. Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, although that's pretty cool. It's simply about bringing your attention to the present moment. Notice your breath, the sensations in your body, the sounds around you. Mindfulness helps ground you and pull you out of those mental spirals. Think of it like taking a mental vacation, stepping away from the chaos to enjoy the simple beauty of now. Now, make time for activities that bring you joy. Overthinking can suck you into a vortex of negativity. Counteract that with things that light you up. Whether it's painting, dancing, playing with your dog, or simply reading a good book, make sure you have activities in your life that nourish your soul and remind you of the good stuff. And finally, be kind to yourself. This journey isn't always easy. There will be times when those thoughts creep back in. That's okay. Just acknowledge them, gently redirect your focus, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress is not about perfection, it's about showing up day after day and making an effort. Here's a scenario. Imagine you're waiting for a job interview. You start replaying past conversations with friends who mentioned their own interviews, wondering if you said the right things or came across as confident enough. Suddenly, your mind starts spiraling into a world of what-ifs and self-doubt. This is where those five takeaways come in handy. First, you acknowledge that overthinking is happening. Okay, Riley, I'm doing it again. Then you challenge those thoughts. I spoke clearly and confidently during my mock interviews, and remind yourself you prepared well for this. Focus on your breath, visualize yourself walking into the interview room feeling calm and collected. And finally, remember that regardless of the outcome, you deserve kindness and support. So, let's recap. Awareness, challenge those thoughts, mindfulness, joy-filled activities, and self-compassion. These are your weapons against overthinking. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to those mental whispers. Choose peace, choose clarity, and choose to live a life that's truly fulfilling. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to start curbing your overthinking? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep those minds quiet and hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.